Nikki Meets, we are back here. Another edition, the pantry. No better intro song to gear you up to talk food. And that's exactly what we're here today for, Nikki Meets.
That's exactly what we're here to do. But we're here to do it in a little bit different fashion today, Bob. We've been hammering the guests, and the guests have been fantastic. It's been so much fun reaching out to different athletes, people, the voicemail, everything, and hearing other people's opinions, takes on food. But I just enjoy the one-on-one mano-a-mano back and forth between Bobby and Nikki Meets. And we made the executive decision that we're not going to do a guest this week. We have guests lined up. We're going to have guests the weeks coming out. But me and Bob are going to go back and forth mano-a-mano for an entire episode straight without bringing anybody on. So gear up, because it's about to get nuts.
Yeah, we do. You said it best. We got a lot of guests coming on. We like the mano-a-mano. Let's do a full episode. Let's go dancing. Let's hit it hard. And the way we're going to run it now, Meets, we're going to do top five, Bob's take, Meets take, close down with the voicemail.
Yeah, we're the most unorganized podcast on the face of the earth.
Without question.
We actually decided, Bob, I don't know if you forgot, we were going to do my take, your take, and then the top five, and then the voicemail.
Correct.
If you don't, we did change that up last minute.
Correct.
It's all right. It's okay.
No. Yep. Yep.
It's okay.
Disheveled. just disheveled.
It's okay. I know you had a long weekend. It's all right.
Now, are you going to get us started off here? I mean, we want to get started on the right foot here.
Yeah, we're going to get started here. I'm going to start us off on the right foot. First of all, I hope everyone's having a great day. I mean, it's Wednesday. A new episode of the Pantry Boys is out. I mean, life couldn't really be that much better. Until I bring on this take right here, I want to know, Robert Berger, the proper way to dress a hot dog. I need to know the proper way that you dress up a hot dog, because for me, I have my own way of dressing up a hot dog, and I don't think it's the most popular way to dress a doggy up. Okay.
You know, Meets, I recently was just in Milwaukee. And they said to me, you got to go. You got to have a bratwurst. You got to have a bratwurst.
Yeah, the bratwurst.
And I didn't know. I was very rattled about how to approach the bratwurst, because I kind of treated it like a hot dog.
Yeah. The brat's intimidating. The bratwurst is. And speaking of a cuisine that just is all over the place in terms of the terminology and the kind of meat that they do, the Germans, I mean, is it Polish? Did I just fuck that up?
No, I would say Milwaukee's a very German-based place. There's a lot of Germans.
So the bratwurst is German?
It's just you know what, though? It's just so, I mean, don't get me wrong, I eat a lot of shitty foods. It's nothing but shitty foods in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
The Paul Swan cheese curd.
The cheese curd.
It's bratwurst. And something that you wouldn't like, because I don't think you're a big pretzel guy. They start as the appetizer with the soft pretzel. That's an appetizer for them.
You know what? I don't mind, because it's probably the darker pretzel. It's probably the thing about the hot pretzel that pisses me off the most is like the sheer size of it and the way you eat it. That's what bothers me the most out of the hot pretzel. Like if it's like a little biscuit pretzel, like a pretzel bun or something like that, I don't mind it as much.
Yeah, see, then you would hate this, because that's even like it's even enhanced times like 10. It's a massive amount of pretzel and used as an appetizer, which I just don't see.
I don't understand that.
But I'll go back into the hot dog. I just wanted to get that bratwurst thing out, because the bratwurst thing I was very rattled about.
Oh, absolutely. Let me ask you something before we go into the hot dog. The bratwurst, it's like a thick sausage, no?
Yeah. Sausage texture. It's kind of, it feels like it's got like that casing.
Yeah. Does it snap when you bite it?
It does. It's got the snap.
Yeah. It's got the snap. And they tie it off in the ends?
They don't. No, not tied off at the end, but it's got the snap and it's got kind of like the casing that you were talking.
Yeah.
But not going to blow you away.
No, I don't think, honestly, if I'm being really honest, and this might be an ignorant statement, I don't think a bratwurst could ever blow you away. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't think you ever take a bite of a bratwurst and be like, you know what? that was probably one of the coolest things I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Yeah.
I think it's just to get me like, you know, satisfy my hunger kind of food. I could be dead wrong. I might get crucified for
that. To be honest, you know, I could get in trouble for this, but that's pretty much the Milwaukee food scene in general. For Paul Swan, I'm sorry, the cheese curds were good, but there's nothing to get real excited about meats, you know? I got to call it like I see it.
To the folks at home listening from Milwaukee, from the bottom of our hearts, we apologize. I apologize for Bob for saying that about your guys' cuisine. I like the cheese curd, and you know, I think it's more of me.
Hold on. You like the cheese curd. Do you love the cheese curd? Do you love the cheese curd? You don't. You don't love the cheese curd.
And you know what it is, too? I feel really guilty. You know what it is about the cheese curd is, like, Paul Swan, good friend of mine. Like, it's a great food. But, like, you're right. It don't make me really excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had them fried. The cheese curd, I love it. It's a great food. But, like, if it's on the menu all the time, I'm never touching it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I think Paul's very into the Pantry Boys. I hope he skips this episode.
I hope he skips this episode. I hope he doesn't watch this episode.
I'll tell you how I dress my hot dog meats. Okay, I'll tell you how I dress it. I didn't used to be a mustard guy. Now I have slowly made my way into being a mustard guy. I know you're not a huge mustard guy. I've slowly got into and understood the whole mustard thing. It used to be just ketchup. Ketchup for me is now gone. I'll never hate on somebody if they do dress it with ketchup.
Hold on. Just ketchup?
I used to go just ketchup.
Just ketchup.
Confirmed. Yeah.
Oh just my ketchup. God. I thought I was bad. I thought the way I dressed my hot dog was bad.
That used to be, I mean, you've seen a new Bob in the hot dog world, I would say, about 6 months ago.
You'd get a fucking hot dog and put just ketchup on it?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. I do. For a long time, by the way.
That's like a cardinal sin. Like, you can't do that.
I don't think it is.
No, you can't. You can't put just ketchup on a hot dog.
I would. I don't think it's, there's people that are very, very against it. You being one of them. Yeah, and I never understood why.
I don't know. I just don't, like, for me, it's like, it's just kind of gross. Like,
let me tell you,
just catch up. Yeah,
you better have the most perfectly dressed hot dog when it comes to your thing. It better be.
Well, now I'm in the clear because I thought that my take was bad. But just going straight ketchup is a psychopath move, Bob. You have to expect that people are going to not like that.
Prior to becoming a mustard guy, yes, just ketchup. Now I'm doing mustard, and if the relish is there, I'm hitting the relish.
So just mustard and relish, no ketchup is involved.
Mustard and relish, correct. I think once you throw in the third hot dog topping, you're out of control.
Okay.
I think stick with two. You're going to have like five. I think stick with the two best. After that second one, you're getting out of control. Hit me with the relish. Hit me with the mustard. This better be a very well-dressed dog out of you.
Is it yellow mustard or is it spicy mustard?
I prefer like a spicier. Get those little speckles in there.
I was just going to say, get the little mustard seed. You know, let me see the mustard seed.
Give me the dots
in the mustard. If I pour the mustard out and there's the dots in there, I know I'm going to have myself a good mustard. The texture.
Can I say two meats is, and Frazier gave a take on this when we went on to the live, and it's so true. And I really noticed that even in Milwaukee, the packets, like even the mustard packets, like it never gets the job done. It's never enough. There's no control with those packets unless it's the squeeze bottle.
100%. And the other thing too about the packets is when you rip them open and you pour them on like this, you know what I'm saying? You're always going to get residue on your thumb.
Oh, for sure. On the inside of the thumb. And on the packet.
And on the packet, I'm telling you, I'm not even going to say 9 times out of 10. I'm saying 10 times out of 10, when you take out a packet of mustard or ketchup and you spread it on something, this is how you do it. You open it, spread it, and do that before you eat it. Oh, I'm ready to eat it. I got to lick my thumb.
And
absolutely.
Then, And then it also finds its way to the napkin too that you were going to use. It always somehow hits the napkin, and it's
by accident your arm goes down, and then the napkin comes up with your fucking sticky thumb. You know what I'm saying? So your napkin comes down, and I'm seeing a whole mess. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna tell you, no. Bob, how I dress my hot
dog. Yeah, dress your dog.
I'm gonna dress my wiener. So I put mustard, spicy mustard.
Sure, no problem.
I also put ketchup.
Now, here comes the third. He's going to go with the triple topping.
And
it's going to be something ridiculous. It's going to be like sauerkraut.
No.
Mayonnaise. Don't say mayonnaise.
No. I put relish. I do 1, 2, 3. I, for the life of me, can never, and I repeat, never understand the hype around sauerkraut. I don't understand what the fuck people think is so good about sauerkraut. I think it smells like ass. I think it tastes like feet. Like, you could smell it from 18 blocks down the road if someone's cooking dogs and I got a thing of sauerkraut. I think it's the most vile, disgusting topping you could put on anything ever. I don't understand it.
I'm not a sauerkraut guy, but I would think it's an acquired taste.
It has to be an acquired taste.
No, I don't think anybody's taken a bite of sauerkraut the first time and liked
it. There's no way. It tastes like, I don't know. It just tastes like something that went bad. It tastes like fucking, like moldy bread. I don't know. It tastes like ass.
It's like alcohol. The first few times you've had alcohol, you've never liked it. A lot of you still don't like it. You know, yeah. You do it. But yeah, I totally agree. I think sauerkraut is just it's an acquired taste. It's like coffee.
Yeah, 100%. The same people that like sauerkraut are those same people. You probably have a few in your friend group. I'm not quite there yet. That like go to the breweries and try the IPAs, yeah. and they grade the beer and they say this one's hoppy, that one's got this, this one. They don't fucking like it. There's no way.
I don't think they do either.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they do. They just think that they're cultured.
The guys who will drink like tequila straight, you don't like tequila.
Yeah, you don't like tequila straight. You don't like tequila.
I don't care how nice the bottle it is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or the guys that like go to the wine section and they can tell you everything about this. This is a Cabernet. This is this and that. I drink a cab. All this sort of shit, and then they'll taste it and like think that they know the fucking leaf that it came from. Just shut the fuck up and drink the wine. You know what I mean?
Do you think you're taken away from the dog by going with the triple topping?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think
you took a little bit away from your dog.
No, you know what? Here's what happens when you put all three in combination. Okay. It's overflowed on the top.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. I admit that.
Your mouth is a mess.
And the mouth's a mess. There's shit going everywhere, okay? But when you bite into that dog, okay, with all that shit on it, right, and you bite in, the friction is going to cause some of that relish to come over the side of the dog, okay? So you're not getting everything you put on there. It honestly levels itself out to be a perfect combination between mustard, ketchup, and relish just because of the bite and the science of the dog. You get what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah, I do.
So I don't think I'm overdressing the dog. I honestly think I dressed the dog perfect. Okay.
See, I don't, the only time I would do the triple topping is if it's a good bun. If it's a durable, thick bun that I know. If it's a thin bun, though, means that you're going triple topping.
Yeah.
You're all over the place.
You're all over, but which, by the way, the perfect bun is got to be that. I don't know the name of it, but you know, it's like that yellowish. You know what I'm talking about? It's a little yellow.
Like a potato bun?
It's a potato bun, but it's a specific brand. They got the best buns. You know what I'm talking about?
I also like the brioche hot dog roll buns, though. Those are fucking
the brioche. Yeah,
you don't
see
them often. And by the way, hot dog, golf course wise, too, if you see like a brioche hot dog, a good bun will tell you a lot about the course.
Yes, absolutely. But the thing, too, though, you got to be careful. To everybody out there who's going to get involved in the hot dog culture, you really need to understand the bun, because sometimes that bun's going to have too much bread on it. Okay. And it's going to take away from the wiener and the inside.
Very much like a hamburger with too big of a bun.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's too much. You're getting more bread than you do dog. I went to the Yankee game a week and a half ago, and I got one of the footlong dogs. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how that happens. How the fuck did they make the dog a foot long? There's no way that that's healthy.
Yeah, well, also, too, the foot long tends to be the thin dog.
It's a thin dog. It's a
thinner dog.
It's a thin dog, and they don't got a foot long bun. You know what I mean? So right. You got a foot long dog in a 6-inch bun, and you're holding it like this in the middle of the Yankee game. And, you know, Giancarlo stands up at the plate, and I'm like this, like trying to eat the dog at the same
time.
For
as long as the foot long dog's been around, you would think that they would have a foot long bread or a foot long roll.
You would think that that some company out there would say, you know what, why don't we double up on the bun here and do a foot long bun?
You ain't wrong. All right. Well, we got the hot dog taken. You go with the triple topping. I go with the double topping. I think mustard's starting to make a big play. I don't think we're big mustard guys, but I think mustard's starting to work its way up the ranks.
It's starting to get some reps.
Now, what I want to head it on over, okay, is this going to be me now, or is we going to go video? Okay, so I'm going to rip the take now. Now, this is actually going to go. We might end up going back to the hot dog here. We might end up finding our way back to the hot dog. I could be wrong. I wanted to talk golf with you, Nicky.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk to you about the turn. You're through with 9 holes. Golf is a very interesting thing because you're out there 4.5 hours, 4 or 5 hours. Do you get a snack? Do you eat a full meal? Yeah. Then you're bloated at the turn. Golf is an interesting thing. By the time you finish your golf round, you're starved. Yeah. So getting the right food, I think, is really big for the golf round. Got to eat before.
It's huge.
Huge, huge. I think a lot goes into it. Well, I'll ask you, Nicky Meats, okay? And you can mix and match. You can go with an entree to a snack. You could mix and match. What are your 3 ideal foods at a golf course for the turn? If you could every single time, 3 things that they have to have, what would you go? It could be a snack, could be a hamburger. Take it away, Nicky Meats.
This is just going to be an unpopular. This is going to be just like the RX bar.
Oh, boy.
I'm just letting you know right now. It's just going to be right like the RX bar.
Brace yourselves. The Jesus Christ. Because the RX bar, I do think, is your worst take of all time.
Worst take of all time.
For the record, just wanted to get that out on the record.
The RX bar as a snack is the worst take of all time.
Worst take of all time.
But I stand by it. Anyways, so you're coming up onto the turn, okay? And here's where my head is at. Where is the most protein I could possibly get at this stand? Okay. So I'm going over there and I'm looking for a protein bar. I'm looking for one of these energy bars. Okay. That's the first thing on my mind. Right. The second thing on my mind is where can I get a sufficient amount of carbohydrates, whether that's from a drink, whether that's from, I'm very meticulous about this, whether it's from a drink, whether it's from anything. So usually that's a Gatorade. Okay. So then I'll get the Gatorade. All right. And then what I'll do is I'll ask them, and I shit you not, I mean this.
I am scared for you. I am scared for you right now.
You guys got any dill pickles?
Come on. You don't mean that, Nicky Meats. Are you fucking serious?
I asked for a dill pickle. I asked for a pickle. I don't know why. I don't know why.
You stop on the turn and we'll look for a pickle.
And then I get a pickle. I'll get a protein bar, a Gatorade, and a pickle sliced up if I can. Sometimes it's beef jerky. Sometimes it's a chicken salad sandwich. But 9 times out of 10, it's a protein bar, a Gatorade, and a pickle.
Do you do the pickle in the case, like the pickle in the wrapping? You know, like the gas station.
Oh,
pickle?
Yes, the snaps.
You will do that, no problem.
Oh yeah, no problem. God. I love the pickle.
God.
The best is if they have those cut up pickles in a bag, that spicy ones. Sometimes they have them. I don't think the pickle's a terrible fucking take, Bob.
How often do they have the pickle?
Every time, because they got sandwiches. They got they might have, well, one time they didn't have one.
Do they charge you for the pickle? Seriously?
Some people charge like a quarter. Yeah.
For the pickle?
For the pickle, a quarter.
I just think you trying to swing then a golf club after just having a pickle. You got the pickle juice all over.
I mean, there have been countless times where I've driven up to the 10th hole with a plastic plate and 4 slices of pickle in my right hand.
The Gatorade I love. The Gatorade I love.
Well, you have to hydrate. You know what I mean? You got to get the electrolytes in the carbohydrates. The pickle for me, I just, for whatever reason, I'm always craving a pickle. when I'm playing golf. Like, I would love, it's always a great play. You know what I'm saying? See, it's zero calorie.
What I actually like that you did is you didn't go to, you really thought about the golfer. You don't, you know, we look forward to our meals so much.
You can't get a big meal. You can't.
You don't want to get the, it's a waste of a meal.
It's such a waste of a meal. Because what you're doing is, and like for me, it gives me more anxiety and agita when I'm driving around the golf court, golf cart, trying to hammer like a chicken Caesar salad.
You know, it's a great take because that's the thing with the, I think a lot of people are listening and saying, oh, they missed out a lot. No. It's a waste of a meal. We love our three meals or four meals a day. And you're always in a rush eating the hamburger. It's then always, you got to go hit.
Never enjoyable. Never.
You're right. You're right. Which is why you actually said one of the ones that I would go. Okay. I'm throwing beef jerky on there.
Absolutely.
Something that you could take on the run. It doesn't fill you up. You know, you didn't waste the meal. Okay, I got the beef jerky. Then hit me with the mixed nuts.
Okay, great take.
Hit me with the mixed nuts.
Now, the mixed nuts is a great take.
It's got to be there. And you could take it, open it, and you could just shoot
down. And you could do this. But the problem with the mixed nuts, Bob, is that they got the craisins in them. And if you don't like the craisins, that's going to throw you off your game. You talking like trail mix or are you talking just a thing of mixed nuts?
Now, what's a craisin?
It's like a cranberry raisin. It's like a dry cranberry.
Yeah, that's to me, that's like the true, like that's the trail
mix. That's a trail mix. You got M&Ms? You got M&Ms in there?
My ideal, I would like, yeah, so that is that's a trail mix. Like them. Hit me with the, put almonds in there. Give me the cashew, which I think is the top of the top.
The best nut. The legume, it's the best legume out there, the cashew.
Cashew, almond, throw that pistachio in there.
Absolutely.
Throw that pistachio in there.
And then what's the, you like a macadamia nut?
Don't love it, but don't mind it.
Really?
Yeah, don't mind it. Throw those in there, no problem.
So you don't mind the macadamia?
No.
You're just saying an organized thing of mixed nuts. Oh, the peanuts? Throw the peanuts in there.
Peanuts got to be in there.
The peanuts got to be.
That's a good point. Peanuts got to be in there. Yeah. That's your core four. You got the almond. You got the pistachio. You got the cashew. You got the peanut. It's core four. Is there anything you would take out?
No. I honestly, if they just had a bag of cashews, I would eat the bag of cashews.
It's great.
I think the cashew is so underrated. Not a lot of people talk about the cashew.
Agree.
It might be.
Great take.
It's the best nut. That exists. There's no better nut than a cashew.
You know what bothers me with the cashew? Well, first off, by the way, you do the cashew, great sip of water to follow. Not even just the salt.
Fuck.
Is that not?
It's the greatest sip of water you will ever. It's one of a kind sip. I don't know what it is about the cashew.
Well, also, too, it's more than just the salt, right?
It's like it's got this fucking like texture and aftertaste to it that just screams shove some water down my esophagus. You know what I'm saying?
And it's there's something some things, about it. There's some things that just pair well with water. You know, we always talk about pairings with wine. There's a lot of great water pairings out there that I think a cold bottle of water and some cashews
and some cashews is definitely one of a kind.
Give me the mixed nuts. And then what I will do for three, because it really does not fill me up. I don't consider it a meal and you can take it on the fly. I think it's a staple of the golf course is the hot dog.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Me is like the turn. Do I like a hamburger more than a hot dog? Yes, I think you like a hamburger more than
course,
a hot dog.
Of course. But the hot dog.
It's a staple. It's a staple of the turn. Take it on the fly. Gets the job done. Nicky Meats, I think
the other thing too about the hot dog is that it's four bites and it's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't have to worry about playing, putting the hot dog down the way you would with a hamburger.
I got something about the hot dog that we need to address. You ever do the hot dog burp? You know the hot dog burp?
No.
When you burp. And you kind of taste a little bit of the hot dog.
A little bit of the hot dog. You get the
hot dog. Taste the full hot dog. And like for me, I don't hate it. For whatever reason, it's kind of like smelling your own fart.
Yeah.
The hot dog burp is like smelling your own fart.
What a phenomenal analogy.
Yeah. The hot dog burp is like smelling your own fart.
You know what? Maybe it's a terrible analogy and we're just nuts. No, I think it's a great analogy.
It's a great analogy.
I think it's great.
You burp up that hot dog, and it's like, it's like you burp, it's like, and then it's like, and like you feel it come up to the surface and you're like, God, that was gross. But it's like, I kind of liked it. I don't know.
You almost could put relish on the burp.
On the burp. The hot dog. The burp comes out and you're ready to grab the mustard and eat another one again.
So, you know what time it is. A lot of hot dog talk.
I feel like a hot dog after that conversation.
The hot dog got a lot of loving today. It got a lot of loving today.
One more thing about the hot dog. I'm sorry. Is it weird when people call them wieners? You think?
No, I think it's kind of like a funny thing.
I think it's a funny thing. You know what I'm saying?
There's a draw to the hot dog because of that.
Call it a wiener. I always call it a wiener. Because it's fun. You know what
I'm
saying?
You may not get a laugh out of it. You're always going to get a smile out of it.
You always get a smirk. If you're not excited to eat a hot dog, call it a wiener instead and then see how you feel. Because I guarantee you'll be a little bit more excited.
It helps with the draw. There's no doubt about it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to rock your world on a top five. Okay, it's top five time. We like something that starts a riot. We like seeing those comments. We like hostility in the comments. We want people giving their harshest food take.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this will kind of wreak havoc. Me and you are big, big on this. Nikki Meats, what I would like for you is give me, I just had a burp, not a hot dog.
I was just
going to
say, not a hot dog
burp.
Not a hot dog burp, but a burp.
Give me your top five bagels. 1 to 5 bagels. There are some requests for us to do 5 to 1, but I just think it's easier mentally to do 1 to 5.
I kind of like 5 to 1.
You do like, because to me, it's like pronouncing the back of the alphabet to front rather than the front.
I know it's definitely more difficult, but I think it's more exciting for the
better
people
for
listening.
The viewers. It's better for viewers.
So let's go 5 to 1 this time.
Let's go five to one. Now I gotta write mine down.
Now I gotta fucking think. Now I gotta really think about this. Okay. All right. Yep.
I'm so glad you're up first, by the way, because I don't want to get this wrong. We're bagel guys.
Yeah, this is a colossal top five. Right here.
Oh, I'm writing it down.
This has some weight to it, Bob. This fucking shit right here. I mean, this got some fucking weight to it.
I think I might get buried.
I got five.
You're ready for your five?
No. Five just came to me. Number five just came to me. Number five, I have the sesame bagel at number five.
It's a great five. I have
the sesame bagel at number five. It is a great bagel. Sometimes, too, you'll get like an overcooked sesame seed. You ever notice that? And it gives you a little bit of like a soy sauce Chinese food taste. You know what I'm saying? And that accompanied with the cream cheese on the bagel or whatever you got on your bagel, I think is spectacular.
I love that five. I know I'm not supposed to give my reaction. I love that five. I do. I think the sesame is a good five.
I feel like I'm at the doctor's office because you keep looking down at your notepad and, and you're asking
sesame
me questions.
And then looking back at you. This is big.
I love that five.
Yeah.
Number four. I'm like, this is where it gets dicey.
The four seed is
probably the toughest. Okay. The four seed, I have the egg bagel. At the four seed, I don't think you like that one too much.
I can't react. I can't.
Don't react. I got the egg bagel at number four. Okay.
Yep.
Number three.
Most ridiculous show of all.
This is the most absurd show.
It's crazy.
And the fact that we get to do it is just unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Number three. I got the poppy seed bagel at number three.
Okay. I'm trying not to react, Meats. It's so hard. I kind of wish I went first because it's so hard not to react or else you give out the top five. It's fucking brutal, man.
Wait, stop. Number two, I got the plain bagel at number two. Oh, okay. And then the number one spot is absolutely without question the everything bagel with no fennel seeds. And that is my top five. I got everything plain, poppy seed, egg, sesame. Bang. That's my top five. I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know if we're either going to be directly on par, because I know you're a poppy seed guy, but this might be a wildly different list. Well,
so I think you're in good, as far as the Pantry Boy faithful, I think you're in really good hands.
I think I'm very good hands.
I think you're in great shape because everything is the most popular.
It's the best bagel.
I mean, yeah.
It's the best bagel.
For you to have it at one, you're in very good hands. What pains me, Nicky Meats, and there's so many bagels out there.
There are so many bagels out there.
But what bothers me, and I want to differentiate.
And you know, it's not a shock that we're talking about poppy seed bagels and fucking everything bagels.
But you're doing the list, and I'm almost getting pissed off because it's the same. There's not a bagel in there that I would put that you don't have. Now, my order is going to change. But we have when the you same went with the egg, bagels. I said, no, he's not going with the egg. I said he'll have the plain in there. He'll have the poppy. He'll have the sesame. He'll have the other. He's not going to have the egg in there. He'll do the something egg different.
So good.
And the egg bagel made its way. at five, I got the egg bagel.
Unbelievable.
And I think
it's a great bagel.
Honestly, it doesn't taste like egg.
It doesn't.
It does not taste like egg.
The egg bagel. What the fuck does an egg really taste like? In the grand scheme of things, if you put it on a bagel, you're not going to taste the egg in the bagel. It's just, you're so fucking right. I'm going to start crying.
It makes all the sense in the world to pair a bacon, egg, and cheese with an egg.
An egg bagel. Great. It makes so much sense. It ties everything together in a pretty bow. It doesn't taste nothing like an egg. Just the fact that it's yellow and it's an egg bagel, for some reason, I'm in love. I love. You ever have?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
If you like the plain bagel, you're going to put the egg in there because it's pretty.
Yes,
pretty
it's similar. The same shit. Yeah, the idea it's the same the egg shit. Bagel you have to. Yeah.
Better than the egg bagel.
Absolutely. The idea. Well, no, but I don't think so. I'm always satisfied with the egg bagel. I just don't know why the fuck I order it. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Totally.
Because it's really just a yellow plain bagel.
Exactly.
There's no egg. How do they make the egg? But there's no egg in the egg bagel. Is there an egg in the egg bagel?
Well, I think to make the dough, they put the egg in there.
They got
to
put an egg.
Like maybe they do extra eggs. I would love
it. Taste no different than a regular plain bagel, the egg bagel.
I would love. We got to have like a chef or something on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Yeah, you know, because he could answer all the questions. The other thing about the egg bagel is that they got the egg everything bagels. You ever try that? I think that is too much. In my head, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and you know what's tough with the bagel world too? Like what I'm seeing a lot more now of, if some people do like the wheat bagels or the whole wheat bagels, yeah. Now there's whole wheat everything.
Whole wheat, bagels. It's not the same. It's not the same.
No. And
the other thing too that really bothers me to no end is when the people go into the bagel joint and they say, hi, can I get a multigrain bagel and can you scoop out the inside of it? To me, I'm like, don't even get a fucking bagel then. Don't even get the fucking bagel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I agree. And by the way, that is getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger by the day. It's like putting spirulina on an acai bowl. It's getting bigger by the day.
I saw one person do a half scooped, half not scooped.
And when they scoop it out, it's like this much bagel that they scoop out.
I know. I'm not with it. I think you're taking away from the bagel.
I think it's a disgrace.
Something that flies outrageously under the radar in the bagel world. And then I'll do the top five. Outrageously under the radar.
Three. You want to say it on three?
You're ready for that?
You want to say it on three?
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Three, two, you're saying one, all right, one, two, three?
One, two, three, one, two, okay. Three.
One, two, three.
The Fiali. Fuck, I was going to say Flagel. Fucking, you know what? I said to myself, I'm thinking Flagel, but I don't think he's going to like a Flagel, so I'm going to go Bialy.
The Flagel does not get enough credit. It's phenomenal. No,
it's a phenomenal.
And I say that, and I don't order the Flagel nearly as much as
No, but it's okay. It's okay. You know what the Flagel is? The Flagel is like, it's not even a six man. It's just someone that you respect and you don't fuck with. You know what I'm saying? It's earned its spot to where it is today in the bagel world. And you just leave it alone and it is what it is. You don't fuck with it. And it's a great option. I agree. I 100% agree.
I know. It deserves even more credit in the bagel world. Like, I'll never disrespect anybody that orders the Flagel. I'll respect the hell out of it, to be quite frank.
I'd probably shake your hand if you ordered the Flagel and say nice decision, because then you're not ordering a fucking bagel and scooping out the inside.
Exactly. It takes away that weird. And I'm telling you this. I'm gonna call it now, Meats. There will be a day. It could be in the near future. I think it would be in the near future. The Flagel you're going to start to see get a lot more credit, and it's going to build up steam. And then before we know it, the Flagel is going to be a household commodity.
The Flagel is going to be a household commodity. You know what? You're so right. I think the Flagel industry also knows that they're on the come up. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if we started seeing like Dave's Killer Bread Flagels on the shelves. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if Toll House Farms was making Flagels.
Love this prediction out of Pantry Boys.
Yeah, we're going to lock it in right now as a joint effort by me and Bob. The Flagel industry is about to take off. And
get in now.
If you could invest, I would get in now.
2021 could be the year of the Flagel.
The 2021 could be. But the market shows and the research and numbers show that 2021 is not going to be the year for the Flagel. It's going to set up the year for the Flagel. I think 2022 is for sure the year of the Flagel. Okay. I think 2022 is for sure the year of the Flagel.
Okay. What the fuck's wrong? Yeah. Wait till it goes public.
Wait till it goes public. You know, right now it's a penny. I think it could be a blue chip within the next couple of years. The Flagel.
I got egg at five. Okay. I got egg in the five hole. Okay. I got sesame in the four.
You got sesame in the four.
Give me sesame in the four.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And again, it's the same fucking.
It's fucking stupid, man.
This is gonna throw you off. It's gonna throw you off.
I know what you're gonna say. I actually know what you're gonna say. You got everything in number three.
Everything at three.
You got everything in number three.
Everything at three. And that's where I think I'm gonna take my heat. I think I'm a lone wolf in this. I really do.
And I just got to ask, Bob, why? Why you got the everything in number three?
I just think there's, and don't get me wrong, I like it. I got it in three. I think it takes away from the cream cheese that's in the bagel. I think you're so focused on the seasoning of the bagel that
it takes away from
what's in the bagel.
Yes, I could see that. The only thing I will add to that is I'm not getting anything but a bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel.
Okay, so you're not going.
So I'm never cream cheese in an everything bagel. You know,
very very interesting.
Like all the other bagels, I'll cream cheese. But
I do think that the everything bagel thrives on the egg sandwich, like the bacon and cheese.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
For sure.
And when I put it at number one, it was strictly because of the bacon, egg, and cheese.
So what's your cream cheese bagel? Is that plain?
The only reason I put plain at number two was because you could it's more versatile, and you could do the bacon, egg, and cheese, and you could do the cream cheese with the plain bagel. You can't. And the only reason poppy seed didn't crack number two was because I'd feel more comfortable putting a bacon, egg, and cheese on a plain bagel than I would a poppy seed bagel. To me, the staple cream cheese bagel is a poppy seed bagel. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's why I cracked number three.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love you.
And we are in agreement that it toasted for sure, right?
Absolutely. Oh my God. When you toast that poppy seed bagel, It is. I mean, it's other. It's the best.
Now, really, what I would like to get you into, Nicky Meats, okay? And it's the Jew in me. I knew
this was coming too.
Gotta get you into the lox. And I say that without even knowing that you're a lox. I just know that you're not a lox.
I've tried it. I've tried it. And, you know, I like the smokiness of the lox. But I also, sometimes you get a piece of there's a little brown in the salmon sometimes. And when you get a little brown in that salmon, it fucks your whole day up.
Well, the bagel's on top of it to where you don't even know.
No, but to me, it fucks my whole day up. I gotta
get you into the lox game.
You know what it is too? I don't think I've had a good bagel with lox. And
I know you have. I know you haven't. And the day you step foot in LA, it would be the first. Before I said hello to you, we would be at a place. I will make it my mission to get you into the lox game.
Okay, that's fair. I would like to try the lox. I really would.
Yes.
I'd like to get into it.
As long as you have an open mind to it.
Yeah, no, I do. I definitely do. I definitely do.
It's a delicacy. I got egg at 5. I got sesame at 4. I got everything at 3. Give me plain at number
at
2.
Yep, I knew you were going to do this. And then one would be the poppy.
5 days a week. The weekend is where I'll go with the...
said that so casual. Yeah, the poppy's 5 days a week. And then, you know, on the weekends.
Because the poppy is the staple of the cream cheese bagel, if you ask.
It is, 100%.
And 100%. That's what I do. That's what I do on the weekdays. For me, the bacon, egg, and cheeses and the lox bagels come on the weekend.
On the weekends, you got to earn them.
You got to earn it. Just like your off day. You got to earn it.
Yeah. Do you eat a poppy seed bagel every morning for breakfast with cream cheese?
Honestly, pretty close to every morning. Yeah. I mean, there are some mornings where I dope, but pretty close to every single morning.
That's unbelievable.
That unreal?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I love you.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And then poppy at number one. That absolutely.
It's a great list. Place. It's a great list.
Hot dogs got a lot of love today. The bagels got a
shout
lot of
out
love
to
today.
Hot dogs. Shout out to bratwurst too. Actually.
Well, you don't need that. All right, Nicky Beats. Let's fire it on into voicemails.
How are you doing? This is Michael from the Athens, Georgia, college student. Always listen to the podcast on the way to class. Big fan of it. So something I feel like should be discussed is microwave time. I just feel as if, you know, you throw your food in the microwave for a little too long, it could possibly ruin the meal after a good leftovers, nice steak dinner. I feel like that's something that could be discussed. You know, a lot of options with it, a lot of variability. Do you ever, like, want to get specific with it? So, let me know. Big fan of the pod, long-time listener.
Meats, I will... Lot to discuss on the microwave, but I will. You're coming from your college dorm, so this
yes,
is some of
I'm
college
living
guys.
This right now.
I think it's only right to let you take it from there. Phenomenal question, by the way,
Michael, out of Athens, Georgia. God bless you, man. We appreciate, we love you. Thank you for the question. It's a phenomenal question. I'm dealing with this right now. What I have found is the ideal microwave time for reheating meals. Okay. Is anywhere between a minute 15 and a minute 30, depending on what you got on the meal. For me, I think if you got cheese involved, you got to go a minute 30 because I think a minute 15 half melts the cheese. Okay. If it's a lot of volume of food, you got to go a minute 30 because the underside of the food probably won't cook. You might have, if you got like rice or something like that, some of the rice will still be cold. But if you just got like a sandwich or if you got like a wrap or something like that, you want to give it a quick little, you know, nuke it in the microwave, a minute to a minute 15, I think is perfect. I think anything over a minute 30 is like, really, like my mom will put a baked potato in the microwave 7 minutes. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like for me, I just think anything over 2 minutes in the microwave is way too much.
Yeah. I especially, you know, with the leftovers as well. I mean, the steakhouse, forget about it. The steakhouse doggy bag never comes out.
Yeah.
The
sides never come out.
He mentioned the steak. You're done. You're forfeiting.
You're done.
The
meal. You can't.
Don't get me wrong. The steakhouse, you know, leftovers is better than a normal meal you'd probably have. So you do
it. Yeah, but sometimes, sorry to cut you off, when you heat it up, like sometimes it tastes too much like the meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's never the same. What I find interesting about the microwave, though, is in the frozen food department, okay, when you have the like these lean cuisines and whatever, yeah. Hungry Man, whatever it is, the time that they give you is never the right time.
It's never the right time.
Never. Never. To where you would think these guys test all different microwaves. And another thing I love on the back of the frozen foods, they tell you the ideal wattage. Like, you know, yeah. The wattage of your microwave, which is irrelevant.
Yeah, literally. Do you know your wattage on your microwave? Because I got no fucking idea.
No idea. They put the wattage, and it always, I mean, it's never the right time. It either comes out scorching hot or it's still cold. Now,
probably because we don't know the wattage.
Probably. You got to know the wattage. But a lot of times when it's cold, you won't know it's because the first bite will be fine. It's when you dip under the layer where it's
when you get
just
underneath.
An iceberg.
Yes. When you get underneath, it's totally like a glacier. The first bite is scorching hot. I mean, just. But yeah. The second you dip that underneath that layer, it's ice cold. It's ice cold. And you're so right. Like, you would think that these companies would throw a couple of lean cuisines in the microwave just to see, you know what I mean? Or if they got like a corporate office, they probably got lean cuisines stacked up in there. You gotta imagine someone is asking questions like, this microwave, it says to put in a minute 30, it's ice fucking cold after a minute and 30 seconds. You'd think they pop that question. They tweak the instructions a little bit, no?
I'll tell you, Meats, what's going to take the microwave out of business. To take it out of business, it is even better than reheating it in the oven because it comes that much faster. And I preach about it all the time.
Oh, I know what's coming. I know what's coming.
You want to do it on three?
Let's do it on three.
One, two, three.
The air fryer.
Yeah.
There is not a bigger air fryer fan on the face of this fucking planet other than Bobby Burke. I mean, if the air fryer ran for president, you would vote for it 10 times over.
I absolutely swear by it.
Absolutely.
I really do. It's like, I recently went to a steakhouse and had the leftovers, did not even consider putting it in the microwave. I put it in the air fryer.
You put it right in the air fryer.
And it's just so outrageously better than putting it in the microwave. And by the way, even quicker. Nicky Meats, you could take Red Baron's frozen pizza. That'll take you 15 to 20 minutes in the oven. You got to preheat the oven. It's done in 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
I don't even have to preheat it. There's air fryers. You don't even have to preheat.
You just click the button. And
I swear by it.
You could cook the salmon in 9 minutes on the air fryer.
Look out for the air fryer. And most importantly,
look out for the Flagle.
Look out for the Flagle.
Because the Flagle is really going to start coming up on the rise in 2022. We're expecting, Bob, I said this in the beginning, it's fun having the guests on, but just when it's me and you, I could have done this for another 4 hours, no problem. Nope, it's scary. No, it's like legitimately scary. For another 4 hours, no fucking problem.
I get all giggity the whole episode.
It's unfucking believable. Shout out Michael in Athens, Georgia. Shout out to everybody listening at home on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, whenever the fuck you're listening. We're just happy you are listening. Got that from who? I got that from you.
You better believe it.
We love you so much. We'll see you on the next episode. Go out, get yourself a Flagle, and spread some love, baby. Peace.